Michiganders will elect two state Supreme Court justices in November. Elizabeth Welch is an attorney in West Michigan and the former president of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. On the ballot, candidates are listed without any party affiliation, but parties do make nominations. Elizabeth Welch is one of the Democratic Party's nominees, and as part of our series of candidate interviews, she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
In your work, you focus on employment law. The COVID-19 pandemic has raised a lot of employment concerns for both employees and employers. They range from adding additional time off options for illness to childcare for workers who have kids attending virtual school from home. What do you see as the top employment law issues that are likely to come out of the pandemic?
It, in fact, Doug, has been an incredible detour in my career. Even though I'm running this statewide campaign, I still do have my law practice. And most of it right now is devoted to sort of COVID-19 compliance. My small business clients are having to obviously have COVID-19 plans in place. And then you referenced the leave laws. That was a huge overnight change in the law because these new laws were getting rolled out almost overnight and implemented immediately. We now have courts trying to interpret the decisions, and that's impacting our clients, even if the court's not in Michigan. I also have helped numerous employees navigate the new system, figuring out what kind of leave are they entitled to under the new laws, and of course, the unemployment system, which a whole bunch of people became experts in pretty quickly.
Education is something that's been important to you. You have served as a trustee on the East Grand Rapids School Board. What legal issues are you keeping an eye on in the area of education?
There's a lot. School finance, how we fund education in Michigan, that is just a big ongoing discussion. We have this K-12 pot of money. There is talk about looking at equitable funding for kids, more what the need is as opposed to equal funding per child. That's a discussion that's happening right now. We also have the issue of how public school dollars are used. Are those dollars that private schools should have access to? That's an issue that's working its way through the courts now.
All of the seven current justices are white, and you're also white, and only one of the seven current candidates is not. What, if any, concerns do you have about the makeup of the court?
I firmly believe we need a court that is diverse in its makeup and is reflective of our population. I think it's a little bit of a statement on the barriers for running for this race. They're quite large. You have to have the ability to basically work part-time, devote a year of your life to a statewide campaign. Obviously, there's the fundraising component. And I think that's something that obviously we all have to consider as we look at what statewide races look like. Personally, on a personal level, I have devoted a lot of the last 20 years to recruiting and supporting excellent people to run for office, from very hyper-local school board, city commission, county commission, that sort of thing. So it is something I care deeply about. And on a personal level, I would stay very committed to if elected. It's certainly something that would be very important to me.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen Governor Whitmer exert executive power, declaring a state of emergency and issuing many executive orders. We've also seen some legislators push back against her authority to do that. And now there's legal action challenging it. Without asking you to comment on that specific case, I just wonder, from a legal perspective, what stands out to you about the ongoing debate about executive powers?
This is a debate that's going on nationwide. Obviously, it's reflective of the divide in our communities over the proper response when there is a public health crisis. So they're huge, important issues. We have language and laws that obviously give executives certain degrees of power for, you know, emergencies. So the debate, of course, is the response appropriate and, you know, appropriately defined under the current law?
Elizabeth Welch is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Thank you very much for your time.
I very much appreciate it. Thank you, Doug.